Hello, welcome to another SearchCIO.com podcast. My name is Joyce Chuchian, editor of SearchCIO.com. Today's topic will focus on business intelligence on demand and how CIOs can make strategic decisions when evaluating on-demand BI. Joining me today to discuss hosted BI is Wayne Eckerson, Director of Research and Services for the Data Warehousing Institute. The Data Warehousing Institute is a worldwide association of business intelligence and data warehousing professionals that provide education, training, certification, and research. Wayne has 17 years of industry experience covering BI issues and technologies. He's the author of many in-depth reports on business intelligence and has written columns for several business and technology magazines. He is also a noted speaker and a consultant in the BI industry. Welcome, Wayne.
Hi, Joyce. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thanks for joining us. Wayne will be offering 5 tips for considering an on-demand business intelligence implementation. We'll be discussing costs, technical integration requirements, and more. So, Wayne, let's get started. My first question for you is regarding costs. Many experts and users say the biggest benefit of hosted BI is a lower upfront cost. Can you discuss the real costs and savings companies can expect to use?
Well, that's a good point. There are no upfront costs with the on-demand software compared to software that you buy with a perpetual license, where most of the cost is paid upfront, and then you pay, say, 18 to 20% maintenance fee. With the on-demand software, you pay just a monthly subscription, which you can terminate at any time. So overall, if you look at the total cost of ownership, it's probably a wash, and that's a direct quote from some of the on-demand vendors in the BI space. But certainly, if you are a mid-market company, you don't have an IT staff, or your IT staff is too busy to implement a custom reporting solution or BI solution, then an on-demand solution can make a lot of sense because you don't have to incur a huge capital expense to get this piece of software, and then you don't have to, you know, program and customize and buy your servers and deploy the hardware and all that goes with it to get that software up and running.
Okay, so in terms of time to market, what's the typical implementation time for a hosted BI system?
Time to market is a great benefit for hosted BI solutions. That's largely because the solutions are highly tailored to specific applications for specific types of industries or functional areas. So if the application meets your needs, there's very little work to be done. You certainly don't have to install the software. It's already loaded. All you really have to do is go online and configure it, which is like configuring your Yahoo portal. You can get up and running, depending on how the scope of your implementation and how many users and the number of applications. But for one application, for a small department, you can get up and running in a day, even a couple of hours. I think most people now in the business world are familiar with Salesforce.com and the ease of use with which you can get up and running on that kind of a platform. And it's really no different for BI.
Okay. Management resources are an issue for many companies that want to implement a fully functional BI system, and many organizations just lack the resources and trained staff to implement and manage an in-house BI system. Does a hosted BI system solve the resource issue, or should companies just consider investing in more internal training for BI?
Well, as I said, the solutions are typically very tailored. For instance, one of the leaders in the BI space, Lucidera, their first application was forecast billing. So if that fits your needs, their application is highly tailored to delivering the reports to give you all the analysis you need in those areas. As a result, the application and the software is much easier to use. There's no extraneous functionality that kind of clutters the screen and tends to confuse users. And also, because it's all online, because the software is loaded, installed, and maintained in a hosted site rather than your own, you don't need internal IT resources to get it up and running. You don't need internal staff really to to train users how to do it, because generally the software is pretty intuitive. You may need a short session to run people through, give them their login and IDs, and then a quick tour of the software. But that's about it.
Okay. And for CIOs who have already decided to go with a hosted BI model, can you offer a quick checklist of things to consider when evaluating vendors in the hosted BI market?
Well, from a technology perspective, I think you really want to examine whether they've taken an existing piece of on-premises software and are now moving it to what we call a tenant solution, where multiple users are running off that same piece of software. From what I have learned, you really need to architect these multi-tenant solutions or hosted solutions from scratch to support multiple users running at the same time with different configurations on a cluster or grid of machines. So it's a slightly different architecture that lends itself to pure plays who understand what it takes to scale up lots of customers running on the same system. So that's one thing I would look for. You also need to look at the applications they support. If those are right for you, they may not be exactly what you're looking for. You also have to see and understand whether they support the data sources that you use internally to run your systems. Not all of the packages out there will support extracts from various enterprise packages or proprietary systems that you may be running in-house. And finally, security is always an issue. Obviously, you're going to have to be comfortable with the fact that you're moving your internal data across the firewall and storing it on someone else's computers at a remote site. And if that's something that your executives can hurdle, then this solution might, hosted solutions make an awful lot of sense.
Okay. And my last question, since a successful BI system starts by using all current information, there must be some technical integration requirements involved when moving to a new on-demand model. Can you discuss how companies can be sure that a hosted BI system will fit in with their business process and existing infrastructure?
Yeah, I think I pretty much covered
that. Yeah, I was just going to say. Okay. With security and other issues, are there any other areas that you'd have to specifically address?
Well, I think the key thing to remember about these hosted solutions is that they're pretty much geared to the mid-market. Although, even though that was Salesforce.com's original strategy, we find them being used far and wide by much larger organizations, typically on a departmental basis, and then scaling up from there. So Salesforce.com actually has some very large companies and very large implementations. But out of the block, it's more geared towards a SMB-type market for companies without IT staffs, who can get by with a package solution that meets 80% of their needs and don't mind the fact that, the 20% that maybe is not that important to the application is not currently supported in the hosted solution. It usually is an 80-20 rule. These packages will support 80% of the most important functionality you need, and the last 20% maybe is not there. Or maybe perhaps you can configure the solution to meet your needs. One thing you cannot do with these solutions is customize them, which requires custom programming to really tailor the solution to meet your specific and unique needs. If you're in that boat, these solutions probably aren't for you. However, what we find is that most companies oftentimes can get by very well with the 80% of the functionality that the packages support. And in fact, companies that have gone down the customization route, and we certainly have seen this in the ERP space and with some of the packaged BI applications as well, is that they end up spending so much money custom.